You can't live in Hawaii without knowing that the state has an affordable housing shortage. Island to island, counties are trying different ways to narrow the gap, even a little. On Kauai Today, the Planning Committee of the County Council will take up a bill to change zoning requirements to add small units to the Lihue community. Bill 2627 is in its second draft and would allow an easing of restrictions to give support to the construction of additional rental units on properties that meet proposed requirements. Deborah DeLuis is the chair of the Kauai Community Alliance, a collaborative working together to end homelessness and create sustainable housing options on Kauai and the state of Hawaii. She's on the phone with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bethann.
Good morning. Let's talk some numbers here. In the bill itself, it references the Lihue Community Plan approved last June 2015. And it says that it's anticipated that over the next 25 years, 10,000 additional new housing units are going to be necessary to accommodate the population growth, and that in the Lihue district alone, that about half of that would have to be absorbed. And that would mean adding about 4,600 units to the current housing stock. If you sort of, you know, project that over that 25-year period, that would be about 184 units annually. Even in the last 6 years or last 5 years, has that amount actually been added, or if not, how many?
That's an excellent question. I don't have a complete exact answer, but I will tell you we have been adding housing slowly, not at the rate that we need to. Obviously, we understand that.
I'm sorry, you understand that what?
We understand that we need additional housing units. Another feature of this ordinance is to look at encouraging local individuals who have accessory dwelling units or ohana units to use those as rentals too, to get those into the market, as well as not relying completely on building new facilities. It's just not going to happen.
Well, again, going back to, you know, what it says in the bill and the numbers it's referencing, that if approximately 2,000 of the units could be accommodated, as they put, by planned developments, well, that still leaves that 2,600 that would have to be attached to something that's already there within the inventory, which goes back to the existing properties. When you look at the properties that are available, has there been an inventory of how many might actually be able to accommodate something like, you know, an additional rental unit?
We've looked at several different communities. We don't have a specific number. We hear numbers like that there are several thousand units right now that are being advertised online for vacation rentals that are most likely not registered legal vacation rentals. Those are the kinds of units we could use, though, for permanent housing for small families or individuals.
The lot size determines how big a unit you can build. So if you've got a lot that's roughly 5,000 to 7,499 square feet, not roughly, but exactly, you'd be able to have a 400-square-foot unit. If you're 7,500 or above, then you get 800 square feet that you could build. These are not, you know, super, obviously, you know, they're tiny. And they're meant to be small and very affordable rentals. But clearly the concern over whether those units would be used for family members to house, you know, kids, or whether these units, in fact, would, as you suggest, be other, you know, rentals, short-term rentals, even though in the bill that's clearly stipulated against. All this means that somebody's going to have to be doing a lot of checking. Is there enough to be able to make sure that this would happen in the appropriate ways prescribed?
That's another challenge for a community, and particularly a small rural community. The county is looking at that. I work for a private nonprofit, so we wouldn't be involved in that, but the county is addressing those issues.
But obviously, as you've been trying to work to get more of these units available to meet the purposes of your alliance, looking to be able to house people who need a home, who need some place to call home, that's got to be a big concern.
It is. It's a huge concern. And we're certainly looking to the community as well as the public agencies to help with that.
So how do you, you know, make the case for someone who says, well, look, you know, it's my house, and yes, I may be able to rent this out to somebody else, but I really need it for my kids, or I really need it for another family member. Is there any sort of view of that as being able to take, you know, one more person out of need, whether that person is family or not?
Yes, and where one of the things that a lot of the agencies here, the nonprofit agencies, offer are to be that broker between the property owner and the client, so that if a property owner rents to someone who is a client of one of the agencies, they have someone who can advocate for both sides to make sure that the rental stays full, that the person is who is living there is taking their responsibility seriously, and also that the landlord has someone so they don't feel they have to deal with that by themselves.
And that's also what's happening on Oahu, being able to have that person, whether it's for a veteran or for someone else who's trying to be housed, to make sure that, you know, payments will be made and that someone will be there to help advocate on behalf of not just the client, but, you know, the landlord too. Any sense of what landlords, you know, are telling you? I'm sure you've been talking to them and having, you know, mini landlord summits. Do they seem to be open to putting up more of these? Or is there a sense from the real estate community that there are people who would look at a piece of property and think maybe they would want to build something?
There seem to be people who are willing to consider that, particularly if the tax issues are resolved, mm-hmm. and they know that they can do it legally. So I think, yeah, I think it's a small community, and the small, for here, for Kauai, the small mom and pop rentals are the ones that will are willing to compromise a little bit more and work with people.
Because, in fact, it's a small community, and it's very visible. You see people and know people.
Yes.
So at this point, with the planning committee looking at this today, is there a sense that this is, that, you know, many of the concerns which had to do with who's going to get the rental, and is there a way of being able to make sure that it happens in the appropriate way? Do you think that those concerns have been met?
You know, most of the people that I'm around most of the time are either houseless individuals who are trying to get housing, or my coworkers and people who are in this field. So naturally, the people that I hear from seem very supportive of that. The property owners, we have several property owners who are very optimistic and seem to be willing to get involved in something like this, too. In fact, on the committee, there are several developers who bring their expertise to this discussion, too.
And as developers, I mean, they would be able to engage in this in some way with the larger scale units. But when you're talking about building, you know, the onesie, the twosie that are attached to a single family home already built, is that something that these developers would also be involved with? Are they that big? Are you talking about smaller, more, smaller construction firms?
Probably it would be more on the smaller side. The individuals that we work with, most of the landlords we work with here for low-income affordable rentals are again, family-owned properties. They're small. They're not, you know, 200-unit complexes.
So there might be a little bit of business in there for a lot of people. We'll see what happens later on today. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Deborah DeLuis is the chair of the Kauai Community Alliance. It's a collaborative that works to end homelessness and create sustainable housing options on Kauai and also throughout the state. She sits on the board of Bridging the Gap, the Continuum of Care for Homelessness for islands other than Oahu.